They keep Della at the hospital overnight, perform an MRI to check for bleeding in the brain, X-ray her hip, apply a damp chamois bandage over her abraded arm, which will have to stay on for a week before they remove it to see if the skin will heal or not. At her age, it's 50-50. All this is related to them by a Dr. Mehta, a young woman of such absurd glamour that she might play a doctor in a medical drama on TV. Two strands of pearls twine around her fluted throat. Her gray knit dress falls loosely over a curvaceous figure. Her only defect is her spindly calves, but she camouflages these with a pair of daring diamond-patterned stockings and gray high heels that match her dress exactly. Dr. Mehta represents something Kathy isn't quite prepared for, a younger generation of women surpassing her own, not only in professional achievement, but in the formerly retrograde department of self-beautification. Dr. Mehta has an engagement ring, too, with a sizable diamond, marrying some other doctor, probably, combining fat salaries. What if the skin doesn't heal, Kathy asks. Then she'll have to keep the bandage on. Forever? Let's just wait and see how it looks in a week, Dr. Mehta says. All this has taken hours. It's 7 in the evening. Aside from the arm bandage, Della has the beginning of a black eye. At 8:30, the decision is made to keep Della overnight for observation.
You mean I can't go home?
Della asks Dr. Mehta. She sounds forlorn. Not yet. We need to keep an eye on you. Kathy elects to stay in the room with Della through the night. The lime green couch converts into a bed. The nurse promises to bring her a sheet and blanket. Kathy is in the cafeteria soothing herself with chocolate pudding when Della's sons appear. Years ago, her son Mike got Kathy to watch a sci-fi movie about assassins who returned to Earth from the future. It was the usual mayhem and preposterousness, but Mike, who was in college at the time, claimed that the movie's acrobatic fight scenes were infused with profound philosophical meaning.